Was chapter 14, Mishnah 3. Shnei Achim Chereshim Nesim Lishtei Achayos Chereshim. So two deaf mutes, we're back on the deaf mutes. Two deaf mute brothers married to two deaf mute sisters. Or Lishtei Achayos Pichos. Or even if it was two normal women. Right? So the two deaf mute brothers married two normal sisters. Or Lishtei Achayos Achat Chereshit V'Achas Pichachat. Or one of the women is normal and one is a deaf mute. Or the other way around. All the women are deaf mutes, the two sisters, and the two brothers are normal. Right? All ishne acham chereshim, or two brothers, all ishne achin echad cheresh ve'echad pekech. So the two brothers are either normal, or they're deaf mutes, or one's a deaf mute, one's normal. But if you work out all these combinations, every single marriage it'll come out. Two brothers, I mean in a nutshell. Two brothers marry two sisters, and in both marriages, one of the parties is a deaf mute. And if you recall back, it's now, right, been a while, but if you recall back, a deaf mute can't marry according to Torah law, we learned. All of these marriages are rabbinic. Both of these marriages, these two brothers marry these two sisters, and in both sets of marriage, at least one of the parties is a deaf mute. So both of these marriages are rabbinic only. And then... They're valid rabbinic marriages, yeah. But according to Torah law, in Torah law, they're invalid marriages. They're not married. The Torah wouldn't recognize them as being validly married. But according to rabbinic law, the rabbis decreed that their marriages are rabbinically valid marriages. And then, of course, what happens? One of the brothers dies childless. Okay? It's inevitable, right? So what happens over here? And obviously, why the Mishnah is raising this whole question is because they're rabbinic marriages. And because it's two sisters involved. If they were Torah marriages, so clearly and one of the brothers dies, the surviving brother wouldn't be able to marry the widow because he can't be married to two sisters at the same time. So she would just go free. So what happens in this case over here? So it says the Mishnah Ra'ele Peteris Mina Chiletzo Mina Yibum. Even though it's all dealing with rabbinical issues over here, nevertheless the same law applies. The woman would just go free. The surviving widow would just go free, even though the whole thing is only rabbinical. The marriages are rabbinical. The yibum would only be rabbinical yibum. There's no Torah yibum because it wasn't his Torah wife. So even though the whole thing is only rabbinical, so nevertheless, she would still go free. He can't rabbinically be married to two sisters. So she would just go free.
If there were children.
No, well then
would those children be...
If there were children, no.
To Torah law?
No, they would, no. They wouldn't be. They wouldn't be. The imhayu nochrius. So what happens if the two women are not related? So in other words, there are two marriages over here. Two brothers marry two women, not related now, not two sisters anymore, an unrelated woman. And in both of the marriages, one of the parties is a deaf mute. So both of these marriages are again only rabbinical, and again one of the husbands dies. So what happens in that case? So in this case, says the Mishnah, Yichnosis, so he can marry her. Then clearly he can rabbinically marry the other woman as well. So he'll end up being rabbinically married to both women. V'imratzu letzur yotzen. If he wants to send her away, he can send her away. Obviously, if he wants to do a get afterwards, we learned that a deaf mute can do a get. Why? Because he can write in the get, he can send her away. If you recall, we said a deaf mute can't do chalitza because part of the chalitza process is verses that they both have to say. And the deaf mute, if one of the parties, if the man or the woman is a deaf mute, he can't say those psukim. So a deaf mute can never do chalitza with a woman. He can only marry her, he can do yibum with her, and he can give her a get. Because in the get, he can write down and then indicate that he wants to give her a get. You know, he can do that all by signs. But he can't do chalitza with signs because there's psukim that he has to say.